I would like to suggest to you that you see this as a school or as spiritual therapy, maybe. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one of his songs, expresses the idea very nicely. He says, my misfortune is that I have never had faith in the name, O merciful Lord. How will the 10 offenses, my misfortune, be destroyed? And this lacking of faith, lacking of taste, lacking of personal involvement in the chanting, the heart involvement, is a problem of the conditioned soul. It's a problem because this same mood which we feel towards the holy name is also the mood which we feel towards Krishna, and vice versa. When we are very interested in Krishna, very eager for Krishna, then we do like to chant also eagerly the holy name. So what is the remedy? What is the therapy? What is the school which we can go to in order to correct this problem? Listen. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, as I constantly chant your name, my offenses will gradually go away by your mercy. And I will obtain taste for your name, and thus I will relish the nectar of your name. So one way to approach an online event which is focused on kirtan is to see this event as a spiritual therapy. A therapy which helps us to come over our diseased condition of mind. A therapy which helps us to become healthy in our spiritual life. Just like a patient who is sick with jaundice will take repeated doses of sugar to become healthy. We can take repeatedly the holy name, chant repeatedly, again and again, and yet another time again. The sure method to attain success is to try just one more time. And this is the idea of chanting if you wish to correct the problem of misfortune and a broken relationship. Try one more time again. See you all for the next day of the Radhadish Kirtan Medal. So now comes the greeting of for the second day, right?
So
it means the ending of the second day. Back in and day. Okay, ich bin bereit. The end of our chanting day has come. At the end of a day, we usually go again through the day in our mind and see what went good and see also what needs to be improved. Chanting the holy name is a lifelong project. It cannot be expected that we very quickly, in an hour or so, correct the problems of a few lifetimes. It takes a little commitment to, let us say, repeated practice. But we can rest in hope. There's a very nice statement of Bhaktivinoda Thakur I like to chant with you. He says, listen everyone, never give up the chanting of the holy name. Whether you are on the stage of practice or on the stage of perfection, show the same affection for the holy name, knowing its inherent power. When you are on the stage of practice, you know, this is my exercise, this is my therapy, this is my method to become perfect. And when you have reached the stage of perfection, you will know, this is Krishna. I'm together with Krishna when I chant. So, therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur continues, always sing the holy name. Make the holy name the essence of your life, and thus experience the fullness of divine ecstatic love. And he ends, there is no need to consider any other spiritual practice. No need. So, yes, let us become dedicated practitioners, and our road to perfection will be wide open. Hare Krishna.